boy in the world. Son, where'd my pot? I'm gonna cry about it. Oh, I can't stand
that. That's the way it is, you know, when you're looking for something, you just never can find
it. I put it in the album, I thought. Safe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, blindy, just overlooked it, I guess. That's more my granddaughters and grandsons.
Mm-hmm.
That's what my whole thing's full of.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, as long as I can remember, there's my granddaughter, same one in service.
Mm-hmm.
And on my tall boys.
Oh, he is tall, isn't he? Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, taking your time up with these pictures and ain't doing nothing to do right now.
Oh, I think those pictures are interesting.
Well,
you'll probably think of where it is.
It's in there somewhere.
Put it in here.
Yes, ma'am. It's over 200 years old, I'm satisfied. The pot is.
Really?
We had it in our family. Oh, I don't know how long.
Mm-hmm.
I had a feather bed. Well, of course, I changed the text. But I mean the feathers, the feather bed.
Mm-hmm.
It's over 100 years old. It got burned.
Oh, it did.
And there's two of my granddaughters.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where's my pot? Son, if I've lost my pot, I'll cry all night. My oldest son and his family.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sugar, where's mama's pot? Hey.
Oh, there it is. That's the one you were telling me about that she fixed up with the flowers.
Yes, ma'am. Had an old-fashioned pump they got out of their system. She fixed that.
And this is your pot right there.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. It held 35 gallons of water.
It did.
And went through two fires. And all that damaged it, it had four legs about that long.
Mm-hmm.
And each fire, you know, it being hung in the back, in the back shed, under the wash shed. And all that, you know, fire from the house, those coals, it caused the legs, you know, to come off, and they were about that long.
Oh.
But it didn't bust it or nothing.
Oh.
No.
Well, isn't that something? Well, it looks really pretty now, doesn't it? And it looks like she's painted this pink or this thing over there and everything and got pretty flowers in it. And where did you say she lived?
In Fulton, Kansas. That's my oldest son. I knew if I give it to some of the others one day, they might sell it or it'd get broken or something, and he's living out there on. He was farming, but he owns his own home, and his place big enough for it, about 2 acres, where his home is. And they got that all thing. My daughter-in-law just flowers, flowers, flowers. My son said, Mama, that's the reason I'm getting bald-headed. Said I bumped my head so much on flower pots hanging in the house in the wintertime, so done took all my hair out. It's the funniest thing.
She really has a lot of flower pots in.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, that is just beautiful, though, the way it looks.
Mm.
It really is. And this was the house out there where you said you lived about...
From the time I was born till I was 17, I never moved.
Now, we're 17. Now, is that how old you were when you got married?
I was 16 and a half.
16 and a half.
I ought to have had my fanny paddle and finished school. I wanted to be a school teacher. That's what I wanted to be.
Oh, you
did? Yes,
ma'am. Oh.
And spell, I declare, I got, I don't know how many prizes for spelling. I'm not a kid going to school. And I won a lot of quarters running. And I was fat, too.
Oh, and you could still run.
Oh, yes. I weighed 145 and 50.
I just can't picture you weighing that much.
Yeah.
I bet you don't weigh near that much now.
Oh, no. I've fallen away the last year, something awful. My son has, too. He's lost a lot of weight.
Well, they say it's healthier, though.
I've got to take him back to the doctor after.